Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony, and welcome to another edition of BNA Sports Talk. And today we're talking AFC because I realized, like, I uploaded a video saying, with the link in the description below, you can listen to my full analysis. And I didn't do the analysis, and I'm recording this one just after the NFC one. So check out the NFC one. We're going to break down team by team by team what we're kind of expecting. And, you know, I'm going to miss some aspects of teams because it just kind of happens. But let's start rolling with the AFC East. I'm used to speaking like really fast and have them to like recap a team in like 5 seconds. So it's a little bit refreshing where I have at least a 2 to 3 minute window because it gets kind of boring breaking down a team. But what I realize is a lot of the NFL things nowadays, I know you want to focus on stories, but nobody really breaks down a roster besides that franchise guy. Bootleg sports, I don't like too much because they start mentioning undrafted guys a lot and they're like, oh, I like this undrafted guy, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, can we mention like the just corners that are going to be starting and what they kind of offer in the scheme a little bit? That franchise guy, if you haven't listened to him yet and want like full analysis, listen to him. He gives like scheme and gives you the analysis about the story of the team, every single freaking position. He knows his shit. So let's get into it with the Bills. Worry about their offensive line a little bit. I think Cody Ford gone? I mean, that was kind of a waste of a pick. Deion Dawkins, the dude's worth every single penny. You know, he obviously goes through his struggles, but I think he got COVID, and it really made him get off to a bad start last year. But yeah, the thing is, on that right side, you worry about it a little bit. Do they still have Darrell Williams? I forget, but I know their right side. Sorry, I don't know every single position. We're kind of just going with it. But yeah, their wide receiver core, a little bit thin. I mean, I liked Kazir. I forget his name. Boise State guy. Gabe Davis is good. Stephon Diggs. Those are kind of your three guys, and you're kind of hoping that another guy kind of steps up there because that's what you kind of need. They have a couple of deep threats down on the roster. But yeah, I mean, Dawson Knox, pretty good. Yeah, there's going to be Josh Allen's going to make. Anthony, I'm comparing to a guy that is kind of developing and not there yet, but Anthony Richardson, like, even if you're wrong, he's going to make you right. If he reads the field wrong, he's going to gain an extra 10 yards and make those bad plays into good plays. That's what a guy like that versus Kyle Trask, who I mentioned in the last video, is like, you know, he's not going to be able to elevate the team. As far as the defense, corners, got him, defensive line, got Von Miller, linebacker, solid group. This is going to be a really good team. I have them going to the Super Bowl and losing to the Packers. So, at the time of the Super Bowl last year, I mean, this team is going to be good. I don't think Brian Daboll is going to be that much of a loss because the reason why Josh Allen was successful was because of him developing in the offseason. It wasn't quite Brian Daboll. Next, you have the pretty much the Dolphins and the Patriots. Who the Dolphins are like the new wave, new era. I met Tyreek Hill. He's a pretty cool guy. He's like, people are going to really like Tua after this year. He told me that. That's pretty cool. I don't have it in like a recording, but I did a whole story on Tyreek Hill. So this team has like a personal thing for me. They fixed the offensive line. You have more flexibility for guys like Robert Hunt. Yeah, I mean, the weapons. I love Jaylen Waddle coming out. Tyreek Hill, you know, getting older. I don't think the four-year contract is going to look that good towards the end of it. But I don't know. Maybe when it's done, wide receiver is going to get paid like $40 million. I don't know. That's where it's trending. I mean, 2 years ago, they were making 20. So I won't doubt it. They have running back depth. It's great. Tua, we'll see how he does with his beautiful balls. The defense, I like Jalen Phillips. I like the interior of this offensive line. I like linebacking core has a little bit more to be desired. The cornerbacks, getting a little bit older, question mark. And, you know, you wish that the guy with the eye name, I'm not going to be able to think about it. You hope that he would be a little bit more, but you know, they're going to have decent secondary. Javon Holland, like him, they're going to, I don't see how this team doesn't win at least 9 games this year. The Patriots, it's going to rely on the offensive coaching. Is Bill Belichick going to take that over? Joe Judge, Matt Patricia don't love that. Mac Jones going to be confused. The offensive line is league average. I'm probably going to get a little bit more of that than the actual talent kind of suggests. I like Isaiah Wynn. He's all right. They got Trent Brown back. He got some decent pieces on the interior, like they always do. They're gonna be, you know, it'll be a solid piece that's gonna try to drive this team. And drafted running back pretty well, but they can't draft wide receivers well. I mean, N'Keal Harry's gone. They got a 7th round pick for him though. And I like Nelson Agholor. Maybe they didn't use him right last year, but I like Nelson Agholor. What I saw about him in Oakland or Las Vegas. And then it looks like their 2nd round pick is gonna be gone. for the year-ish, I think, maybe. Was it easy gun for the year? But, you know, you have decent tight end weapons. They're going to be like a 15-20 offense, but the defense is kind of what you need to bank on. I mean, you got J.C. Jackson's gone, but there's a reason why you got rid of J.C. Jackson. He kind of likes the guys behind him. We'll see how they develop. You know, over the past few years, they drafted like so many pieces on the secondary. Hopefully one of them hits. I mean, you know, history repeats itself. I think they would. I have them at a 9-win team, barely missing the playoffs. Defensive line good with Barmore. And the Bud Dupree. So, I mean, not Bud. Did they? No, it's Matt Judon. Sorry. All right, we're just going to move on to the next team. The Jets have a bunch of talent. It's too young at this point. And, yeah, I feel like just moving on from there. But, you know, you have Sauce, you have Wilson, you have Bryce Hall, Michael Carter. They have a type. Guys with the same last name. So the offensive line, people like Dwayne Brown is going to be, oh, well, he's going to fit right in. Don't see that. I mean, I think towards the end of the season, he's going to kind of wear down. He's going to look good towards the beginning. But, you know, Lakin Tomlinson, AVT, like those two pieces, and Connor McGovern, pretty good as well. I think their offensive line is going to be a tad bit better than the Patriots. They're kind of in that range. But yeah, kind of the Mekhi Becton. I warned. I had him as my fifth-ranked tackle. I'm like, this guy is going to struggle because of his weight and everything like that. I had Josh Jones ahead of him, who's looked pretty good so far this training camp. Anyway, and then the coaching. I think they're going to get another year, but you really have to start proving things. I have them as like a 6-win team. That was a 6-minute division preview. We got to go faster. The Ravens, I think you're going to win the division because the Bengals, they got a little bit lucky last year. They got an easy schedule. They got a couple of scheduling breaks, but they did play well against Green Bay. And Joe Burrow reminds me of Tom Brady, just the way that, like, oh, don't bet against him type thing. Don't bet against him. Their run last year kind of reminded me of the Eli Manning 2011 Giants, where they were, you know, a team that went 9-7, won the division. And then all of a sudden, you find yourself in the Super Bowl with a quarterback who could throw, the weapons that they had. The team is just reminding me so much of the Giants. The defense was all right. But Joseph Asai comes back. He's looked, I guess, worse than advertised. I mean, I don't know. The injury, hopefully, Joseph Asai was my draft crush last year. He kind of relies too much on that hand punch when he goes around the edge. Not a lot of the speed. But we'll see if he develops a strength, which really was a struggle with him in college. TJ Hawkinson, good piece. Paying him a little bit more than you would want. But the interior, BJ Hill. They also have another piece. I forgot his name. But yeah, they're going to be all right there. And then the corners, a little bit more to be desired there. Safeties, Jesse Bates, you got that. So they're going to be a league average to a little bit of above league average defense. And then the offense, you fix the offensive line, you got the weapons. It's just kind of like the Rams. What are you after that third guy? I mean, the Rams have gotten really lucky injury-wise. The Bengals did too. I mean, that's a lot of what your Super Bowl runs are. And then, the Ravens are going to win the division. They have a bunch of pieces. They've drafted well, but they drafted center and safety, and not really pieces that you kind of want. Kind of missed on wide receiver, but they don't really need that as far as this team. I mean, you can find guys. I mean, if you take a look at guys, I mean, yeah, they're going to be able to find, you know, decent wide receivers. I mean, you have a shot, Bateman, that's good enough. You're going to be able to pick guys off the street. They're going to be pretty good as long as they understand the offense and can catch the ball. The offensive line is getting worse, but, you know, you have solid interior spots. And then you have Ronnie Stanley as well. And you just hope that those guys just stay healthy because that's not what happened over the past few years. And the Steelers, they're going to be around 500. This is the offensive line I'm looking at. I looked at it against the Lions in the preseason. They were getting manhandled, no strength, no technique. And they really got to get this sorted out or they're not going to be 500. They're going to be a 7-8 win team. I have them finishing third in division. And the cornerbacks, you wish you had more there. Safety, obviously, you have one of the best safeties in the league. And then edge rush, pretty good. Pretty good. Interior, kind of weaker than last year, but still going to be a solid front. And yeah, and then wide receivers, league average. I'm like every single team, league average. But you'll see who breaks out. But they lost Juju. But it looks like, oh, George Pickens. That's right. He's one of those overrated players. He's a baller. That's why I don't like doing YouTube shorts because I don't really get to explain my opinion a lot. But he's a baller. He can, you know, catch ball like 50-50 contested. Like Kenny Galladay, but he's not his size. But he really is just like not a route runner and doesn't have speed. So I don't think it's going to be long-term successful in the NFL. But, you know, I said the same thing about Antonio Brown when I really broke him down. So you never know. And maybe they found a diamond in the rough. And then the Browns, I really don't feel like talking about them. They're not going to be without their quarterback for the first 11 weeks. Deshaun Watson's going to be rusty when he gets in. Next, the AFC South, you have the Colts and Titans. I had the division winner winning 8-9 games. The Titans, in the end, I always say, are too Henry dependent, and they haven't really beefed up their offensive line. But Petit Frere apparently looks pretty good. He was one of my guys in the draft. I said, you know, he sucked. He sucked against Hutchinson, but, like, he looked really bad against Hutchinson. Like, no, I mean, like awful. Like Nate Solder bad against him. But, you know, if he can be solid, you have Lawan, you have Nate Davis, who I really like, on the interior. I don't really know how many other pieces they have, but, you know, the interior offensive line is not really that important. You're just going to have awful pieces that get beat every single play. And then their wide receivers is going to develop towards the end of the year. I mean, with Treylon Burks and... I do like... Oh, no, he's gone now. It's basically for him, and he's on the Lions now. But, yeah, the offensive weapons kind of question mark. And then the defense, I mean, the secondary could be pretty good this year. It's just that you lost Harold Landry, so it kind of bumps you down. And who did they draft? Oh, yeah, and they have Jeffrey Simmons, who looks like a beast. He's like Aaron Donald light. He's... who can I compare him to? I don't know. Chris Jones, maybe? I don't know. And the Colts, they just spent their assets on things that aren't productive, like guard and linebacker. I mean, that's what Colin Coward says, but it's kind of true. Like, where they spend their resources. I mean, you have Kenny Moore and you have Vaccine left. They have, pretty sure they have another secondary piece that they're really confident about. But, like, you're spending your talent in the wrong way. You have Matt Ryan's going to throw to Michael Pittman. He's used to having Julio Jones. You know, and not really, he's not used to having a good offensive line, but, I mean, if you look at the turnover from last year, I mean, new left tackle, new right guard. You still have the left guard and center combo, and I'm pretty sure they're trying out a new right tackle, too, I think. I know Costanzo retired a couple of years ago, but I think there's a new one, too, so it's going to be a while. I think they win the division, but, like, barely. I wouldn't be surprised. But people are talking about the Jaguars. They could win the division. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. I mean, people are like, oh, Urban Meyer was awful last year. We get it kind of that way. But, I mean, if we break down the roster, left tackle, Cam Robinson, league average to below. He's like Isaiah Wynn on the Patriots. Left guard. No, they have Brandon Scherff. Center, they have a pretty good center. I mean, if you're bragging about somebody's interior offensive line, that's a questions. And Juwan Taylor. I don't know who they have at right guard, but a right tackle, Juwan Taylor, who's... You know, he gets beat, but he looks like he's improving year to year. He fell from, like, the top 10. He was going to be a top 10 pick. He ended up really below that. I don't know what happened with him. Anyway, and then he went to the second round. And, you know, he's had an all right NFL career so far. But you have to replace that soon. And then the wide receivers, Zay Jones. Okay, Christian Kirk. He got rid of, you know, the Cardinals were okay getting rid of him. Evan Ingram, the Giants were okay getting rid of him. Not that they were demanding too much money, and it's like, oh man, we wish we could have kept you, but like we had to let you go because you were demanding $20 million. Like we would like to pay you, but it's a little bit too much. No, these are guys should make like $7-8 million a year. We're making way more than that. I think Zay Jones is getting paid a little bit less than that. They got to get rid of a little bit of Chenault, and then not really anything at tight end. I don't think. Now I think they gave their guy to. They got the guy. Dan Arnold and Sam Darnold. Dan Arnold, they have him. Great. And then that's kind of your offensive breakdown. But Travis Etienne, you have him. Trevor Lawrence is kind of set up for success. Haven't really mentioned any quarterbacks. Kind of all just... I should have mentioned that a little bit more. I mean, I like Ryan Tannehill-ish. He's like the 12th, 13th ranked quarterback in my book. He's like Kirk Cousins. We all know, kind of know. We all discuss the quarterbacks. We all know kind of where they stand. I'll mention it if I think it's a little bit different. And then the defense, you know, Muma, Lloyd, the defensive, you know, linebackers, but like Tyson Campbell, you dropped him in the second round. He's your kind of second depth piece, and you have the guy that you signed last year, Shaquille Griffin. The secondary is bad. Andre Sisco kind of disappointed, but I heard good things about him so far. And then the defensive line, it's going to be pretty good. Just need a little bit more in the interior pressure to kind of round out that group. They're going to be a 6-win team. People are like, oh, they can win the division, I guess. Because they're going to be in contention later in the year because they're going to have like 6 wins and the Colts are going to have like 8 wins and the Colts are going to kind of pull away. And the Texans, I had them ranked better in like my thing. I had them at like 28th. They're going to be a 4-5-1 team competing for the first overall pick. Man, do I have to talk about the Texans? What can surprise me about the Texans? Their offensive line gets pretty good push. Davis Mills can throw. And you have, I don't even know any of their weapons. Like, usually with a team, I could just rattle off their weapons' names. You drafted a guard in the first round, and you got Stingley. This team is just in rebuild. They do have the guy who's always productive, Brandon Cooks. We'll see. Patriots minds to see what they can cook up. And then finally, we're making pretty good time here. The AFC West, the most vaunted division, the most interesting division that I'm mentioning last, because that's the way like the standings go. So that's the way that my mind kind of just takes it. Chiefs are going to win the division. Let's not overcomplicate it. I don't like Orlando Brown. He gets beaten by speed rushers, but those powerful guys, believe it or not, that franchise guy mentioned it too. Like he can handle like a JJ Watt or a TJ Watt. Hopefully I didn't say TJ Watt when I meant to say when I was mentioning the Steelers. I was sounded stupid. But he can handle those guys that are more powerful guys, but guys who can just dip around the edge. What happened last year is Mahomes used to make 7-8 step dropbacks, which is more, usually it's more of a 5-step dropback, and then the rusher would just time it and go right to Patrick Mahomes. We'll see how he does. He's better with, I don't think he quite fits what the Chiefs are going to do. He's better than average, but I think a guy like Andrew Thomas is better than him right now, and he's going to continue to improve. He's not worth the money that he wants to get paid. And then the right tackle position is really what's going to struggle for the Chiefs. You need a guy to step up. Maybe it's Lucas Niang. I don't know who it's going to be. But they have a solid interior, Trey Smith, Creed, and I wanted the Giants to get Joe Tooney so much. We didn't, so whatever. And then they have a bunch of collaboration of weapons. They're going to be a mixed bag a little bit, but Chiefs are going to be a 12-13 win team. The only question is their schedule is tough. Like, I am like, oh, why is there over under 10.5? Then I looked at their schedule. I was like, oh, no, it's tough. The Chargers are going to be a good team. I looked at the way Rashawn Slater moves, man. He moves so well. You watch it, he's like, whoa. I thought that was a problem in college. Like on tape in college, like, hey, can he move really laterally? He handled Chase Young. So does pretty much everyone at this point. But like, then you have Zion Johnson. Who are the other pieces on this offensive line? I think right tackle is still a question for them. They're solid offensive line is going to do the job for Justin Herbert, who's ascend. He's a top five quarterback. So has problems, but he takes those risks. He's not afraid to sling it, and that's what extends the ceiling of your team. Their weapons. Keenan Allen, it took me a while to buy into him, but yeah, he's good. Mike Williams, a little bit overrated as a weapon, in my opinion, as far as like his speed, but he gets open. So Justin Herbert's going to throw the ball to him. And then after that, like the Bengals a little bit, who do you have? There's a lot of questions there. They drafted a guy that I like out of UCLA, but he's a rookie. So, I don't know. And then the defensive line, Joey Bosa. Don't love Khalil Mack, but I think he may have that late career resurgence. He's just been injured. So he may have, I focused on and all of a sudden I attacked. And he did good. The linebacking core questions there. Their first-round pick their first-round pick. Kind of confused why they did that, Kenneth Murray. Their cornerbacks, Samuel, J.C. Jackson, who else? And Derwin James, obviously, and not Juan Thornhill. They drafted a guy a couple years ago, but the secondary is pretty good. Yeah, J.C. Jackson. Hopefully, he's not one of those guys that gets a big contract and then kind of slacks off. That's just kind of concerned. The Jaguars have spent the most free agent money since like 2013 and have the most losses. So. Yeah, there's always that. So a lot of teams spending free agency. The Patriots did last year. They improved their team, but we'll see how long that sustains teams. Usually they have to draft well, which the Chargers have done a good job doing. Take a look at their history. James, Slater, you nail those top picks. And some of their later round picks haven't really panned out 100%, but, they're going to be a good team. You got Sebastian Joseph Day on the defensive line to replace Jerry Tillery, who didn't really work out. And then, this is kind of lagging on. I don't want to do my Raiders rant, but, I want to say besides, they have 3 All-Pros, 2 Pro Bowlers, and then a bunch of meh. You have Davante Adams, All-Pro, I get it. You have Max Crosby, All-Pro, I get it. And then you have Pro Bowlers, Colt Miller, things a little bit overrated for what he actually does. I'm like, just bull rush the guy and you'll destroy him. I don't know why people don't do that. The offensive line is going to be weak. It's going to be awful. It's going to be like the Steelers. And Derek Carr. No, I like him. I said he's a top 10. He's a fringe top 10. I think I had him 10th. You know, I'd have him 10th or maybe 9th the way he's been playing. And I said that before the 2022 season. I made a video about it. It was a 2020 season. I made a video about it saying why Derek Carr is a top 10 quarterback. So I believe in him. It's just like Darren Waller. Oh, and then Darren Waller, the other All-Pro. And then your two Pro Bowlers are Derek Carr and Colton Miller, maybe. But then the defensive line, Chandler Jones getting older. What do you have on the interior? Not really much. The pieces that you kind of, that John Gruden kind of did were not good. It's just the bad drafts. Bad drafts. So you hope that Jonathan Abram turns into something, but I mean, your cornerback, I mean, this defense isn't as talented as Patrick Graham had with the Giants. So just break it down that way. And we'll see. You'll see what he cooks up. They may be impressive. I don't know. You have Morig, and you have, I guess, some pieces there. It's not like you're barren, but you know, Corey Littleton, that was supposed to be a big signing. Let's see what happened with that one. And then the Broncos, I mentioned them last. I think they're gonna have a late season resurgence. I think they're gonna struggle a little bit with chemistry in the beginning of the season. Not that I don't trust Russell, it's just that it's a new offense. I think there's gonna be a little bit of that. Russell hasn't been a new offense in a while. I think that I don't know, are they gonna kind of bend to his needs? But they have a good wide receiver core. You know, Cortland Sutton, Judy, who's a little bit left a little more to be desired. Who else do they got? They have the tight end. I like him. They have another guy, the Penn State guy. Not Jahan Dotson. The Jahan Dotson before Jahan Dotson. Why can't his name is like on the tip of my tongue? Why can't I think about that? The small, speedy guy. Anyway, offensive line. The average, like a normal team, you know. We'll see how they do. Kissenberry looks pretty good. Left tackle, still staying solid. But overall, you know, they're going to be a 9-8 win team. And, Russell Wilson, 7th in the league. Pretty good quarterback. So they should make the playoffs. So people are saying they're going to win the division. No, let's calm down. Let's break the brakes. And then I had the Chiefs versus the Bills, kind of either or, one of them. And then I have the Bills losing in the Super Bowl like they do every single time they make it to the Super Bowl. It's tradition, we all know. But I have them making the Super Bowl. How about that? Super Bowl 57 or 8. I don't know where we're on at this point. That's pretty much it. Oh, and then as far as like my superlatives, a team that could suck that nobody is saying, that's just the Raiders to me. Like they could just like suck. A team that could surprise a bunch of people, the Bengals team of this year, the team that could like, oh no, this team's gonna be bad. They're gonna be pretty good. I would say the Steelers, but the offensive line is like really concerning to me. Like an upstart team, the AFC is just loaded in that fact. So the best candidate for me is gonna be like the Dolphins, because people are like, oh, they're a fringe playoff team. They can, Tua, he's been at that stage. I think he can do it. And then the good team that can make a Super Bowl run that nobody's talking about, I guess the Ravens, but people are kind of hyping them up. It's the AFC has like 12 teams. So that like each one of those, somebody's like, oh no, they can win the Super Bowl. So that's kind of what I think. And if you haven't checked out the NFC version, there's the AFC version. I just spent 45 minutes walking around in my apartment and talking football, which I haven't done in a while. My throat hurts a little bit. And now I know why I don't do this all the time. Hope you guys did enjoy. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Board and Arrow, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye, guys.